Geek Radio Daily for Monday. And that's quite all right, although it is the last day of the month. Dun, 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 dun. Right? That means now all the radio stations are just going to be shameless about the silly amount of Christmas music they play. Shameless, I tell you. What are you going to do about it? That, of course, means it is the 30th of November. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks bringing it to you today, the man who's quite upfront and honest when people go, so what did you think of our presentation at work? That there's podcasting, Rick Sickert.
But they were apparently in such a hurry to get there that they accidentally landed at the Cockup Peninsula.
Oh, okay then. And me, I'm the guy that's just going to keep it positive. Can I do that? You're damn right I can. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
That is a Texas size 10-4.
Good buddy. What happened on this fine, fantastical day there, sir?
In 1609, in Padua, Italy, Galileo. Begins observing the moon through his telescope, or perspiculum, and noting the irregularities of its crescent face, drawing watercolor sketches of his discoveries.
1886, George Westinghouse opens the first commercially successful alternating current power plant in the U.S. in Buffalo, New York, to compete against Edison's direct current ventures.
Oh, while I was in D.C., I learned at the Museum of American History, Smithsonian, that they have one of Edison's failures, which is a talking doll, which was too expensive to make, too heavy to move, and was terrifying to look at. He eventually called it his little monster.
Nice.
Yikes. In 1899, aluminum is first used commercially in the U.S. as an electrical transmission conductor for the Hartford Electric Light Company of Hartford, Connecticut.
1901, Frank Hornby is granted a patent for Meccano, an improvements in toy or educational devices for children and young people. Known at first as Mechanics Made Easy, the invention will become a global success.
1924, the first photographic facsimile is transmitted by radio across the Atlantic Ocean as a public demonstration were received in New York, where they will be published next day in the New York Herald Tribune.
1931, His Master's Voice and Columbia Records merge into EMI.
1936, the first coaxial cable is installed between New York and Philadelphia for multi-channel telephone tests.
1954, in Sylacauga, Alabama, Anne Hodges is bruised on the arm and hit by a meteorite that falls through the roof of her house into her living room and bounces off the wooden radio to strike her as she is sleeping on her couch. She's not permanently injured, but is severely bruised along her hip and her leg.
1956, the CBS program Douglas Edwards in the News becomes the first live broadcast to ever be video recorded. It is recorded in New York on an Ampex machine and played back 3 hours later on the West Coast. No word on if Huey Lewis was attached in any way.
1983, at the Comdex trade show in Las Vegas, Nevada, Radio Shack unveils the Tandy TRS-80 Model 2000 computer.
1987, the 100th .com domain, NYNEXST or Ninixist.com, is registered.
100 more were registered as you said that. 1995, Virgin Interactive releases the horror game The 11th Hour for Windows in the U.S.
1997, Activision releases the first-person shooter Quake 2 for personal computers in the U.S.
1997, aside from a small pocket of resistance in an isolated area of African Congo, the alien threat has been neutralized and the world begins to rise from the ashes. Reconstruction begins immediately as the big cities, monuments, and landmarks of the world are slowly restored to their former glory. Gosh, it's like it's a resurgence of people.
1998, Blizzard Entertainment releases the expansion pack for the real-time strategy game StarCraft Brood War for personal computers.
1999, the European Union Council of Telecommunications Ministers passes the Electronic Signature Directive, a law that gave legal status to digital signatures.
Same day, same year, a sentinel is present at the Seattle World Trade Organization protests, if you believe in days of future past.
2004, Fortran 2003 is released just behind the curve.
Also, longtime Jeopardy champion Ken Jennings finally loses, leaving the show with $2,520,700, the largest prize in U.S. television history. What a loser.
2006, at a press conference held at NASDAQ market site in Times Square, Microsoft releases Microsoft Windows Vista and Microsoft Office 2007 to volume licensed customers, mostly corporations.
2007, Amazon.com launches Askville.com, a user-driven website where users can ask questions to be answered by other users, similar to Answer Bank and Yahoo Answers.
2010, the European Commission announces that it will conduct an investigation into Google's business practices following allegations of abuses leveled by Foundn, a British price comparison site. It will be the first antitrust to be conducted against the company anywhere. Birthdays?
Kelly Cuoco is 36 from Eight Simple Rules, Bratz, Charmed, Big Bang Theory. And of course, you can hear her do a fantastic interpretation of Harley Quinn on Harley Quinn.
Elisha Cuthbert is 39 from Are You Afraid of the Dark, Love Actually, House of Wax, and The Ranch. And
I thought she was fantastic on Happy Endings. Such a good show. Walter Emmanuel Jones is 51 from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Space Cases, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, and Pop Star Never Stop, Never Stopping.
Ben Stiller is 56 from The Ben Stiller Show, Reality Bites, Happy Gilmore, Something About Mary, Zoolander, Starsky and Hutch, Tropic Thunder.
I believe he also directed Cable Guy.
Oh, that's very true. That is an underappreciated film.
Yeah. Michael Cudlitz is 57 from Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. No, he didn't play Bruce Lee. Mighty Ducks 3, Gross Point Blank, Southland, and of course, Walking Dead. Man, the way he could phrase insults.
Kevin Conroy is 66. That man's voice for many people is the definitive Batman.
Yes. Mandy Patinkin is 69. From Princess Bride, Alien Nation, Dick Tracy, Dead Like Me, Homeland, Smurfs. No, not Homeland Smurfs. That's a very different movie. But Smurfs, The Lost Village. And, of course, loves coffee in a cardboard cup.
No longer with us, before this date in 1667, Jonathan Swift wrote Gulliver's Travels and A Modest Proposal.
1918, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. From Maverick, The FBI, Hot Shots, Alfred in Batman, the Animated Series, Doc Ock in 90s Spidey cartoon, and of course, very reoccurring role, and the father of half of the main stars of Remington Steele.
1926, Richard Crenna from The Real McCoys, Marooned, Devil Dog, The Hound of Hell, First Blood, the whole Rambo thing, Flamingo Kid, Hot Shots Part Deux, and one of the many versions of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
1927, Robert Guillaume from Soap, Benson, Fish Police, Sports Night, Big Fish, and, of course, was the voice of Rafiki in The Lion King.
1945, Billy Drago from Pale Rider, The Untouchables, Charmed, John Bly in The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
Creepy bad guy. Creepy bad guy. Love him. On CBS, we've got a new FBI, FBI Most Wanted, and FBI International.
ABC's got a new Bachelorette and a new Queens.
NBC has a live top 10 eliminations on a new The Voice. With the news of another sinkhole opening, Gavin, Izzy, and Dr. Nathan rush to Seattle to implement the final rescue effort before it's too late. Eve puts herself in danger to send a young boy through a portal and save her family on a new La Brea. What the hell is that show about?
No idea, man.
And a new Amsterdam.
Over on Fox, you've got The Resident and Our Kind of People.
CW Barry meets with Black Lightning at the Hall of Justice when the situation with Despero takes a disastrous turn. Iris believes something isn't right with Despero's vision of the future, so she seeks the assistance of a powerful ally. Part 3 of a new The Flash and a new Riverdale.
It's our Megadon all over again. Freeform's got Coco.
AMC has Scrooged, one of the best Christmas movies.
FX Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Damn fine movie. FX Dex Simpsons Marathon with a Dark Knight Court and Mathlete's Feet.
FXM has Black Klansman.
BBC America has a historical piece. Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Paramount Network's getting into the holiday spirit with Die Hard.
Siffy, yes, we know it's a Christmas movie, everybody. Siffy, Chucky's horrific plan is carried out at a dangerous public venue as scores are settled on a new Chucky.
TBS, Trey and Josh discover a suspicious hat in Amira's room, so they decide to follow Amira in the hopes of finding out who that hat belongs to on a new The Last OG.
Okay. TNT has NBA basketball.
But we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network. A woman suffers from the wrath of her abusive and manipulative even husband, despite their lives appearing perfect outsiders. But when she decides she must escape the situation, she discovers he's hired a hitman to kill her if she tries to leave. Megan Good and Shikei Akinowo star in Death Saved My Life.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Chad helps out Stefan, a delicatessen owner who claims that the county tax collector cheated him out of his land so they could put up one of those newfangled shopping centers. There's also some arson going on, but Stefan is matchless. It's not like he was a rich man. Poor man is what he is now, though. He almost called up the redhead gang to help. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Do you mind? I want to check my email.
Hi, geeks. This is about your November 2nd episode, which my dog catcher podcast app skipped, so I guess in an effort to catch up. Anyway, I've tried to warn people about cryptocurrencies for years now. Even the more reliable ones, such as Bitcoin and Doge, are still too speculative and are environmental disasters. As for the fiat currency status of traditional currencies, we've effectively had fiat currency going back centuries to when banks were first allowed to loan out deposits and keep only a fraction of all deposits on balance in their vaults or virtually. They still work because it's everyone's interest to agree on their value. Currency trading is for making payments in local currency, not for speculation. Listening to November 3rd now, stay safe. That is from Bill. Well, Bill, you're absolutely right. I don't get the whole cryptocurrency thing, and it's even more fake money than actual money is, which also has no real value. As you state, we just agree that it does. Kind of like time. But if you've got another way of looking at it, by all means, let us know. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or of course a voicemail, a text message, either one. We would love to have, just use the magic numbers,
510-GRD-CRO.
I could name some other things that are fake that we all just agree on, but this is a family show.
If you like audiobooks and science fiction, you should be listening to Glow in the Dark Radio for free science fiction audio adventure every week. Written and read by author and radio host Mike Luoma. Me. As an up-and-coming independent writer, I share my work for free each week, chapter by chapter, to get you into my science fiction, I hope. Check out all my books at glowinthedarkradio.com and listen to Glow in the Dark Radio free each week on iTunes, TuneIn, or just head to glowinthedarkradio.com.
Hi, this is Gareth David Lloyd, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily with Billy Flynn.
Look, that guy smile. Oh, my goodness.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
Pish posh, sir. You'll be adding stuff today, including like what? What's out?
Well, in the TV section, we've got Death in Paradise, Season 10.
Wait, is that the Hulk Hogan thing? Classic TV, it's I Dream of Jeannie, the complete series.
That was Thunder in
Paradise. Oh, okay.
Documentary Becoming the Goat, the Tom Brady Show.
We also have Eden, Untamed Planet.
Man, I've been looking all over for that exit, Eden, but I can't find it. From Must Be Anime, based on title alone, we've got Akudama Drive, the complete season.
From our Feel Old department, we have Reds, the 30th anniversary edition.
Oof. And we also have Vanilla Sky, the 20th anniversary edition.
Good Lord.
What?
Our regular movies department, Something Like a Love Story.
Wild Indian.
St. Maud.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Man, that movie's good.
Really is. But if anything, we're getting the story of a struggling wrestler and his friends who take a shortcut to the event through a corrupt town run by drugs and find themselves in the middle of a blood feud between the gang and a psychotic clown on meth. Donald Farmer and Chuck Conroy star in Chicken's Blood.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Jack Dorsey, the Twitter founder and CEO, tweeted a company-wide email yesterday explaining that the company has become too founderied, which he believes is severely limiting Twitter. Why? Who knows?
I bet it's because he's upset he didn't get a blue check mark.
Dorsey plans to resign from the board in May in order to give no former Twitter CTO Parag Agrawal, whose name I said wrong, the space he needs to lead, and because it's critical a company can stand on its own, free of its founder's influence or direction.
I'm guessing more of the same then.
2019, Dorsey announced plans to spend 6 months traveling through Africa and presumably evangelizing cryptocurrency, making him an enemy of Bill. Dorsey also serves as CEO of Square.
Boy, I can't wait to use Bitcoin to pay for something in the dealer's room of a con then.
Jack first served as Twitter CEO in 2007, was reportedly forced out a year later because, among other reasons, he spent too much time focusing on fashion design. He returned to Twitter in 2011 as Twitter executive chair, got rich from the IPO, and returned to the CEO role in 2015.
Probably when they doubled the amount of characters you could use.
Twitter, of course, banned political ads and added increasingly conspicuous fact-check labels granted after an armed insurrection. And, of course, banned, you know, Donald Trump. And it seems like running any kind of social media would be an absolute pain in this current world. So we can see why he's letting someone else take over this whole thing. Will the changeover result in any major improvements? Only time will tell. But if you're looking for an alternative, you could always check out the Dots, Plurk, Soup.io. Just kidding. We've never heard of them and have no idea what you're going to find there.
AMC announced a joint effort with Sony Pictures to give away up to 86,000 NFTs to Stubbs Premier, A-List, and AMC investors. And AMC Investor Connect members who reserve or purchase an advance ticket for opening day showings of Spider-Man No Way Home. NFTs, of course, are digital collectibles that have quickly become the obsession of Silicon Valley bros and mega brand alike, with some selling for millions of dollars.
When will people realize NFTs are nothing?
To be eligible, you'll have to purchase or reserve your ticket through AMC's website or mobile app once they go on sale on November 29th, and the promotion is limited to showings on December 16th at AMC theaters in the U.S. Over 100 Spider-Man-themed NFT designs will be available as codes that can be redeemed through the WAX platform, an energy-efficient, decentralized blockchain wallet. Recipients will be emailed a code on December 22nd and have until March 1st, 2022 to redeem their NFT.
Or what? They stop existing.
AMC called the joint promotion the first of its kind from a major theatrical exhibitor in a press release Sunday. The company began leaning heavily into crypto after it and several other beleaguered retailers like GameStop and Nokia were embraced as meme stocks by investors on Reddit's r/WallStreetBets forum earlier this year.
Even more good to come of what they did.
By sending AMC's stock prices soaring, retailer investors helped to keep the company afloat after the effects of the pandemic almost pushed it to bankruptcy in 2020. Those shareholders now own more than 80% of the company, announced AMC CEO and outspoken crypto fanboy Adam Aron earlier this year.
Will this amount to any sort of decrease in concession prices? They seem to be nearing the supposed value of NFTs.
This likely won't be the last time AMC bundles NFTs as a pre-order goodie. In a post-earnings call earlier this month, Aron said the company was in talks with multiple Hollywood studios to launch NFTs, Reuters reports.
Probably because they don't cost them anything because they aren't worth anything.
It's one of several measures AMC has proposed to capitalize on the boost in sales it's seen in recent months as moviegoers return to in-person screenings en masse. The company is also reportedly considering launching its own cryptocurrency. All these things may sound ridiculous, but if it means that theaters can make more money so they can afford more events like Rocky Horror, then sign me up on the NFT train! Choo-choo!
Great, they're going to remake that song now. When asked about No Way Home concluding the Spider-Man film series, Sony Pictures president exec Amy Pascal said, "This is not the last movie we're going to make with Marvel. This is not the last Spider-Man movie. We're getting ready to make the next Spider-Man movie with Tom Holland and Marvel. It just isn't part of... We're thinking of this as three films, and now we're going to go on to the next three."
Holland. Spidey. Three-picture deal? Hell yeah!
Holland's future Spider-Man was previously called into question following recent interviews. He called Spider-Man No Way Home the end of a franchise, hinting it would be the end of his turn as the web-slinger. "I think if we were lucky enough to dive in these characters again, you'd be seeing a very different version," he said. "It would no longer be the Homecoming trilogy. We would have to give it some time and try to build something different and totally change the films. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. But we're definitely treating No Way Home like it was coming to an end, and it felt like that."
Well, of course they're not going to tell him. If it was a secret at the time.
The actor also began talking about passing the mantle of Spider-Man onto other actors and helping the MCU establish other versions such as Miles Morales, feeling that his time as a superhero was nearing its end. "If I'm playing Spider-Man after I'm 30, I've done something wrong," he said. Pascal, however, has remained adamant that Holland's Spider-Man will be around for a long time. She stated in the past she would only work on Spider-Man films with Holland attached. Now, most of us are Tom Holland fans and think he does an amazing job as Spider-Man. Even if he turns 30 years old, he's probably going to look the same anyway. And it seems the only secret he keeps is how does he do that? Our guess? He drinks Paul Rudd's sweat.
That's sexiest man of the year, Paul Rudd, to you, sir.
Fair enough.
An immersive fantasy-based restaurant will open in the birthplace of Dungeons & Dragons in 2024. The Griffin and Gargoyle is a planned 350-seat restaurant that will open in Lake Geneva, best known to D&D fans as the home of Gary Gygax, one of the co-creators of Dungeons & Dragons, and the headquarters for original D&D publisher TSR. The restaurant would use actors to portray various characters, with a story unfolding over the course of a meal. Visitors can go to just enjoy a meal, or they can explore the restaurant area and discover the secret history of the fictional adventurers who founded the restaurant by interacting with the staff and looking for clues hidden in the architecture.
Welcome. Please roll for appetizers.
Each room would have a different theme based around different D&D classes and tropes. In addition to a restaurant in an axe-throwing range called the Barbarian in the basement, a secret game store called the Library, and a steampunk-themed mixology bar called the Gnome Alchemist.
I wouldn't trust a drink from a gnome.
Also included in the restaurant are private game spaces where visitors can hire a professional dungeon master to guide them through their first D&D session, as well as a gift shop. An event and wedding facility would also be located at the site.
You can hire a very different kind of dungeon master for the honeymoon suite.
Yeah. The Griffin and Gargoyle Project is the brainchild of Daniel Colwell and Michael Paler, who have been working on the project since 2016. The duo have already identified a site for the project and is currently looking to secure investors and financing by the end of this year. If the timeline holds, the project would be open by 2024 in time for Dungeons & Dragons' 50th anniversary.
They accept silver, gold, and platinum, but no Electrum. No one in the real world knows what to do with that.
While Dungeons & Dragons is no longer published out of Lake Geneva, the Wisconsin resort town still has ties to the game. The gaming convention GaryCon is run out of Lake Geneva every year by Gygax's son, Luke Gygax. Additionally, the house where the first D&D game was played is occasionally opened up to visitors, although it remains a private residence for most of the year. So, the real question is this going to dethrone Medieval Times as the roleplay restaurant? I hope so. But the real question is, will they have utensils there? I mean, after all, there were no utensils in Medieval Times, hence there are no utensils at Medieval Times. Also, are they going to serve Coke or Pepsi? I guess we'll just have to wait to see. You're welcome, birthday boy Ben Stiller.
TikTok has seen its fair share of viral content over the years, with some videos being more bizarre than others. Although some users get famous on the app for their dancing or lip-syncing skills, others have gone viral for very different reasons.
Oh, I 100% misunderstood what flossing meant when I first joined.
One strange trend that continues to crop up is time traveler accounts. This has included a number of different people who claim to be from either the near or distant future who post rather specific predictions for events that will happen in the future or show videos as proof of what it looks like.
I'll need to check to see if Jesus or JFK Jr. has returned yet.
While some make it clear they're doing it as a joke or for a narrative game, others appear to present their accounts as though they're the real deal. I mean, user Unicoso Brevavente, or Lone Survivor, is a TikToker claiming to be from the year 2027, in which they are the last person left on a deserted Earth. The verified user has over 6.5 million followers, which he's garnered from posting videos of apparently abandoned places to prove he's the last human left in 2027.
How does one get verified? Because he's verified on TikTok, so, like, was he already verified before he traveled, or when's he got here?
From empty streets to vacant hotels, this user is getting hundreds and thousands of likes and views for the clips. However, people are not convinced that it's real and have been flooding the videos with comments challenging the claims made about the future. If you're the last human on Earth, then why are the traffic lights still on? How is there still electricity? One user questioned.
I bet he didn't see that sick burn coming.
Many have been asking them to go live on either TikTok or Instagram to give definitive proof, but others have already made up their minds about whether it's real or fake. We here at GRD refuse to weigh in on the veracity of his claims.
But I can tell you my friend John Titor says he's full of crap!
GRD is licensed to Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative
works. That's an old school reference right there.
3.0 license. And you say I go vague. Psh, aw. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter. Stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. All that good stuff like that. Send us notes and thoughts and muses and even your random emo poetry from 8th grade. That's fine. Just drop a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Of course, a voicemail, text message. Use the magic numbers.
510-GRD.
We could do dramatic readings.
Yes.
We can!
Attention, the arcade is now closed.
Good night, everybody.
What the hell are you still doing here?
Good night, suckers!
Scat. Skedaddle. Adios. Arrivederci. Ciao. Aloha. Fuck off.
This must be the place. Bring us down.
Negative.
But Master Bruce is down here. We have to land.
Impossible. Area 2 confined.
land, you buckets of bolts.
Your funeral.
Oh, dear.
Get us down.
Caution. Rocks. Watch your steps.
I claim this land for Spain.